Joe McNeely, It Happened Here. Before he was a murder victim, he was somebody's son, some mother's child. I bet she prayed for him at night. Bet she remembered him in her dreams. I bet she dreamed for him a different, safer, more secure life. Before he would make the history books, first lynching documented in Charlotte, he was a brother, somebody's little brother, probably annoying, probably a sparring partner, but definitely a brother, partner in mischief, partner in adolescence, before he lay, body on the ground, a human target. He was a human person sharing life with other humans together. He was Joe McNeely. And Joe had been sick with fever before it happened. Mama left, and Joe made the choice to go outside of the home. The police were called. A man is brandishing a gun and shooting at people. Get here quickly, or so they said. No record that any person was shot or harmed, but the police did come. Officer Wilson straight to the scene, but not before being told it might be a good chance for you to use that new gun. Words of permission from the police chief. Officer hopped on his motorcycle and was there in minutes. Approached McNeely and the officer was shot. He shot back, hit his target and kept going, didn't stop there, beat Joe McNeely with a blackjack. Beat him so good he'll remember. Beat him into submission. Now send him to the Good Samaritan, the black hospital, and for good measure, leave the white cops with him. Chain him down to the bed. Remind him that he belongs in chains. Flashback to family history of enslavement. Flashback from the years that he and his brothers were on the chain gang. And the news spread. Headlines incited fury and rage. Then the mob gathered, at least 35 white men, armed with enough ammunition to make McNeely pay. A scene so vicious, the nurse warned them when she saw them coming. Y'all not gonna do this here today. But those warnings fell flat. They broke down the door and thus commenced the hunting. Stormed the hospital, overpowered the two police guards, disrobe and snatch McNeely outside with his body, life ended by an angry mob. Riddled with bullets, shot him indiscriminately, 35 on one. Naked young man whose moment had met his time. No one would ever be charged for Charlotte's first lynching on record, but if you seek deeply enough, the blood of Joe McNeely is what you will find. The current location? Carolina Panthers Stadium. The soil is watered, where his cruel fate was ordered. Somebody's son, somebody's brother. Lynched by an angry mob. Motivated by a superiority complex fueled in fear. A reminder of the cruel history that guards these grounds. There is no debating or denying. It happened here.